You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Jolly Rancher, an erotic Christmas romance by best-selling author Sierra London. Diesel Conrad. She says they're enemies, but his gut says she belongs to him. Granted, he has forgotten some insignificant things in his life, like his own name, but he is certain of two things. One, she wants him. Two, he has the equipment to give her a very merry sleigh ride. Amanda Messy Mandy Murphy. All she wanted was a winter white vacation. But her sister's ex roped her into selling his ranch before Christmas. This arrogant, too gorgeous man is her personal bah humbug, or at least until the accident. Now he's convinced she belongs to him. She's going to need a Christmas miracle, and fast. Jolly Rancher, the number one bestseller by Sierra London, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Get your copy on Amazon today. Southern Comfort by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Garrison Daniels is on the run after a failed attempt to murder his brother and overthrow his father as boss of the Enterprise faction. Knowing his days are numbered, why would he be in a mansion filled with his father's deadliest associates? One word, Melina. She was getting married, but knew Garrison could never resist disrupting the ceremony. Melina is Enterprise's top assassin, and the wedding, just a ruse to draw out her mark. She's always been Garrison's ride or die. What happens when the sentiment becomes reality? Southern Comfort, a smooth, sweet, and 100-proof interracial erotic romance. Part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Written by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Get your copy on Amazon today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Hello and good evening, everyone. We are broadcasting live this evening from beautiful Denver, Colorado. There's snow outside and I'm not used to seeing it. It's been a while, but the lights are beautiful, and I've forgotten how pretty the snow can be, how cold. But so I hope everyone has had a good evening, and we are going to have a great show for you tonight as I welcome back Ms. Author Sonia B., who is a best-selling author, and she is new to the Lunchtime Chronicles this year. So, Sonia, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
So how are you doing, Ms. Sonia?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sounds like I'm losing my voice a little bit, but other than that,
I think
it's all right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got to get back
with
used to
honey and lemon.
Exactly. That's what I was drinking earlier. I was like, I know I'm going to have to talk, so.
Yeah.
So, Carlos, I'm excited. Well, thank you.
I know.
You know, sweet pie. That's the first one. Well, I'm still reading. What am I talking about? I read it on the plane along with, I think it was Rancher 2. But, oh my goodness. I like it.
It's a sweet little story.
It's a sweet. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's just as sweet as the title. So tell us a little bit about Bianca and Andrew. How did you come up with them?
Actually, the title was something that my dad used to say to my mom when she would make a sweet potato pie. He would just be like, my sweet potato pie, you know, or whatever. So I don't know, when we were thinking of, you know, titles, or when I was thinking of a title, and I'm like, okay, it has to do with something, you know, food-wise or drink-wise or whatever, and for whatever reason, that title jumps in my head. So I just kind of, you know, built a story around that. And so, you know, you have Bianca, who, you know, goes through an ugly divorce, you know what I mean, and stuff, and, you know, she wants to start over, and she has a best friend named Tangi who talks her into moving to her little town. And, you know, she goes and visits, and she falls in love with, you know, because she's coming from Chicago, and she falls in love with this little town and the little community, and just how everybody's so welcoming and so nice. And she moves there. But she rents this house, landlord that she doesn't meet, but she falls in love with the house. So she's just like, I don't even care, you know, I could pay him online, you know, I don't have to give him no money, you know, whatever. It works out fine with her.
Don't deal with anybody.
Right. And, but, you know, of course, her best friend, you know, trying to look out for her is like, you know, I don't know if you want to rent that house, you know, the guy who owns it, you know, he's kind of, you know, crazy, you know, people say, you know, he's a town recluse and this, this, and that, or whatever. And she's just like, I don't care, I, you know, I just want the house. So she rents the house. And she, and the guy is actually Andrew. And Andrew has, you know, been through a lot. You know, he's a veteran, you know, he suffered from PTSD, you know, and, you know, he had some, you know, issues with his parents. And then he was actually raised, well, he was young, about like 10 or something like that, whatever. Anyway, he was raised by an older Southern woman by the name of Miss Lovey. Who, by the way, that was my grandmother's name. So yeah, that's a real tricky thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but you know, she's, you know, one of those, you know, old Southern type grandmother figure or whatever, and you know, and she just, you know, she teaches him how to be, you know, a Southern gentleman. She teaches him how to cook, you know, how to fend for himself. And, you know, and she's there with him when he, you know, going through hard times and everything like that.
Yes.
So, you know, she becomes like a second mother to him. And then, you know, so, you know, she ends up passing away. And then, like, he's fighting not to go back into his little bubble, you know, and, you know, took on doing, become, I guess you could say, like a woodsman. He worked on wood, you know, built, you know, furniture, you know, hand carved furniture, stuff like that, or whatever. And he has his dog, Rabbit. So,
I know, so I love that name.
I love that name.
It's like a cute little dog. I mean, it's just, but you know, being that protective, it's like a rabbit dog. A rabbit dog. That's pretty funny.
Everybody thought it was a wolf, but yes, exactly.
I would think that too, probably if I saw it. I mean, you know, something. I think, you know, more of like a wolfy type name, but I like that. That is, and I almost kind of related Andrew's character to Rocket a little bit. It had some similar some similarities in it. You know, with the beard and stuff.
Yeah.
Not the same, but yeah, I just kind of he has this backstory that really brings him out as a good character, and I like the way he wrote him.
And that's kind of like one of the things with the book too, as far as Andrew's, you know, side of it, you know, because everybody just saw him as this person that came back from the war, and you know, he's crazy, he's this, he's that, you know, and never really just really taking the time just to see what was going on with him, so they labeled him this. So that's one of the things, you know, that people could, you know, was taken away from the story. It's like, you never, it was like, you know, never judge a book by its cover, you know, and
exactly.
That's kind of like, you know, with Bianca, you know, don't listen to the gossip, you know, get to know this person, even
know
though
the person
that first,
yourself.
Well, initial meeting that they had did not go very well.
Sure. he was kind of rough.
You know, she had to deal
know.
With the dog, you know.
Yes.
She thought the dog was going to attack her, and then, you know, her and Andrew had a few words, you know, and stuff. Well, not really a few. Well, he had a few words. She had words, but he barely, he wasn't really saying
she
nothing.
Had a nerve. She had a nerve. She really struck a nerve, and that, you know, he was kind of kicking himself about it.
Like, right.
Not home.
Right. And so
talk to her, but
Yeah, and so his way of, you know, making up for how, you know, he reacted, and plus, you know, he saw her upset and everything. So his way of, you know, kind of smoothing things over was to bake her this sweet potato pie and take it to her. So that's kind of, you know, kicked everything off with them. Yeah. So it's a sweet little story.
I like the way that was done too. The way he did it. It was very sweet. It's like just, you know, because like who would think, you know, taking a food or something to the woman you upset or pissed off, or, you know, as a peace offering.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men did not bake. So that, you know, that makes Andrew very special, that he cherishes that, and he knows his recipe by heart. And so he wants to give her the best of something to, you know, make peace.
Right.
I think that's really how he does that.
Yeah, you know, you get a man that can cook. I mean, and not just cook,
exactly.
You know, a sweet pie that can cook.
Yes. Like for real.
Because I'm gonna tell you, when I was writing it, and I'm, you know, naming up all these foods that he's cooking, I'm sitting there, I'm getting hungry. So on the day that the book was released, I cooked that Southern dinner. I cooked some fried chicken, and we had greens and cornbread and sweet potatoes and just, you know, just everything except the sweet potato pie.
Oh, wow. And I couldn't bake to save my life. So,
oh, no, see, I'm not a baker, too. I'll buy you a pie.
Exactly. Yeah. I will buy you Miss Patty's pie, but, you know, I'm not going there.
Exactly.
It might be sweet potatoes, but it won't be pie.
Right?
Sweet
potato mush. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, with the brown sugar, it makes its own little gravy with it. And yeah, I usually do that for Thanksgiving, but that would be as close as I would get to making potato pie.
Yep. Same thing here, girl. Same thing here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a cute little story. You know, I enjoyed writing it, you know, so it was cool.
It's definitely. And, you know, you've got some really cool endings, and I'm not going to do any spoilers for people, so. But you definitely want to go out and get, definitely, my sweet potato pie. And especially now that I know where that expression came from, that's got, you know, it sounds more endearing when you know, you look at that. It's like, yeah, I like that. So let's get to the hot, sticky, and sweet, the secret sauce.
Yes, the secret sauce.
Yes. And Raven.
Yes, that one is with Raven and Bianca. They were kind of, well, they thought it was a secret back then, but it was kind of like, you know, secret high school sweethearts. And some events happen, and Raylan bolts from town, and she moves away for 6 years. Now, the little town that is discussed in the book where everything takes place is called Doddridge, Arkansas, and it really is a place, and my mama and my family live down there. So, and they did just get a new sand plant down there a few years ago. So, you know, I just kind of built it up a little bit more in the story. But it's a real place. So Raylan's grandmother, Miss Relame, she tricks Raylan into coming home because she hasn't been home in 6 years. She always got these excuses because, you know, she just don't want to go back and face the past, you know, and that's, you know, having to face Wyatt. But her grandmother tricks her, and so she ends up coming home, and it's around about the time where it's, you know, the annual town fair, and they have this barbecue sauce contest, which, you know, Wyatt has won like the last three, four years in a row. And it's funny because, you know, the secret sauce is so much different than sweet potato pie because secret sauce has a little bit more humor in it because you have Uncle BB and you have, you know, Granny, you know, Miss Relame, and they are a hoot. I had fun writing them too. Because they are just hilarious. But anyway, so, you know, like I said, Raylan comes home. You know, Wyatt's trying to, you know, make peace and apologize for, you know, what happened. And she don't want to hear him out. She's just like, whatever, 6 years ago, you know, I'm not here even to even deal with you or whatever. But, you know, mm-hmm. Wyatt's pretty persistent. He's an alpha male. And so he's pretty persistent.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, of course, she has the guy, Marsh, who likes, you know, mm-hmm. Raylan. And, of course, you know, Wyatt don't like that. And they have words and stuff is exchanged.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, but, yeah, that one's, it's a good little story, too. I love me some Wyatt. He just, he had that
yes.
spirit. He wasn't going to stop until he heard, until she heard him out.
Yes. And there you go. I love alpha males. They're a trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you know what you're getting. There's no surprise there. They want
right.
something, they go after it. There is no if, ands, buts. They're not, you know, they always take the high road. And if you belong
right.
to them,
exactly.
you belong to them. And they let you know. And they let everybody else know, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So nobody can just easily just step up to them and be like, So I like
mm-hmm.
that. I love
exactly.
Okay, even if they're not shifters, it just, you know, all the way down. Because I don't know, for me, I guess it feels like the characters that way are make the woman feel more feminine and, you know, center of attention by
mm-hmm.
the, you know, the things that he does. And so I don't know, it's that holding the door open, those are all generally things, but, you know, that having that assurance and having a plan and you gonna hear me. I like that.
Right.
So, yeah, because sometimes
right.
we just,
and,
you know, need a little hand sometimes just to, it's like, okay, shut up and listen.
Exactly.
Not in
know,
a bad
and,
way.
And she wasn't having it. Right.
Yes.
And she exactly. tried. She tried, but
she tried.
You know, he cornered her, and he wasn't going to let her go until she heard him. So, you know, and then some, you know, some things, some revelations come
mm-hmm.
about. You know, it was, you know, a bunch of miscommunication, you know, false information given, you know, and, you know, they kind of work it out, you know, but it took 6 years for them to get to where they needed to be.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it happens that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, you know,
yeah, so.
More realistic, but, you know. A little deeper,
right?
But I like that they had that previous connection, and it's like she's coming back, and she's learned some things, you know, after dealing with what she's
mm-hmm.
dealt with, and she's like, oh, I gotta go
yep.
home. But it's like, you know, you can go home sometimes. So sometimes
right.
we have to go home, even we don't think we do. We think we're okay, we're grown, we don't need to go back there. But sometimes there's something that we have to learn, or something we missed, or something that
mm-hmm.
has been waiting for us, and we go back. And I think that's like he was waiting for her. Or at least I took it
mm-hmm.
that way.
Yep.
And
that was the thing. He was been waiting 6 years for her to come, you know. And and during the 6 years, you know, they could have reached out to each other. Of course, she wasn't going to reach out to him because she was the one that was hurt and broken. And,
right.
you know, and had to, you know, refine herself. And, you know, she went to school. You know, she moved to Washington and she went to school and she became a teacher and, you know,
mm-hmm.
she began her life there, you know what I'm saying, and working, you know, and just, you know, getting over that. So she felt that if she was just still just in that spot there, then, you know, she would never have to deal with that, you know, that happened
mm-hmm.
or going back home. But, you know, Granny had other plans.
Yes.
Granny was like, it's time for you to come home.
It's definitely time, yes. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we just, you know, you got to, when it's time, it's time. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And the cool
right.
thing is that it's
right.
usually for your own good. So
mm-hmm.
I like that. So tell us, what is it like to work with the ladies from the Lunchtime Chronicles?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Everybody is just, you know, they've become like family to me. You know what I mean? We, you know, we all,
mm-hmm.
you know, cheer each other on, you know, so it's a good thing. You know, Sierra's amazing. You know, L. Lauren, love her to death. Peter, love her to death. Posey, you know, we
mm-hmm.
all get along so well. So it's just been really good, and everybody's been really supportive and helpful. and everything. So yeah, it's I've been having a blast. You know, I'm hating that it's ending because you know Sierra's book, you know, Jolly Rancher is out. So it's
we're
coming to the end.
And yeah, but it is so great how you just kind of you slipped right on in there and you just fit with some of the other authors. It's just like you guys all in the same room and wrote your stories. Because all have this synergy among us. Why I was telling you last week that you all kind of had this synergy together. Just, you know, mm-hmm. It seems like you wrote books together, even though you wrote them apart and you hadn't read each other's books. The ones that I have read, it seems like you guys were sitting in the same room, just vibing off of one. Because
mm-hmm.
they are really, really and just amazing. It's just how they were just cool.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, we all, you know, we root each other on, you know, we're each other's cheerleaders, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's awesome. I mean, I'm really, you know, grateful to be a part of this season. You know, if you would have asked me last year what I was going to be part of Lunchtime Chronicles, I probably would have been like, I don't know, but I hope I would be. So,
you were definitely a perfect fit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to be a part of it, I'm very humbled to be a part of it. Really, I am.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. It's a good way to end out the year, I'm telling you. Like, for real, I'm ending out the year on a high note.
You have been busy this year, I will tell you much, because to say you just really got started last year, you have just, like, talking about experience abundantly. You've just gone, like, straight up. I love it. It's like you're this ultimate success story. You know, how you just started and you're just getting feet wet, and you've just really blown up, because I just, from the first book to the Brother series, and then, which I also love the, you know, Once Upon a Time series, but then now you've added the Lunchtime Chronicles, and it's like, oh my gosh, you just, wow, is this thing you can't write? You just like, you know, you just went for it, and there it is. You just fit right on in.
Yeah, because like right now I'm working on the second spinoff to the Savant Brothers, and that one's actually Dominique, aka Ghost the Assassin, her book. So I'm gonna be on lockdown, this weekend, and so hopefully I'm hoping to have it done by the first of next week, middle of next week. I can get it to my publisher, and you know, maybe we might be able to get it out before the end of the year, or maybe the first week of January. But I'm going to get it done, the manuscript done, and to her. That way, I can take off these next few weeks and spend the holidays with my family. And
exactly.
Not have to worry about writing.
That's right. That's one thing. You know, need that little break, because I know Elle Laurentiu is like, okay, that's it for the year.
I know. I talked to her today, and she's like, I'm like, girl, I'm like, I've been at work. I've been in inventory at work. I'm tired. I was like, you know, I said, and I haven't even, I was like, writing is not going to get done today. And she started laughing. She's like, well, I'm still on my hiatus. And I'm like, shut up. Please. I'm like, that's okay. Give me a couple of days. I'm going to be on hiatus too.
Yeah. You guys, it's well deserved, because you guys come out back to back to back. It's, I don't know how you guys do it. And then you work full time jobs on top of that. So that's like, wow.
Yeah.
So that is really
I have people ask me, I'm like, you know, I leave my government job to go home and work on my job. So I consider writing my job. So I leave my government job and work on my job. So it's never
you definitely got to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
No. I know, and I almost want to see, is there anything else planned for the any more paranormal stories, or are you done with the paranormal?
No, girl, we're never done. You know, that's my heart. That's
my God,
love.
That's I was gonna say that's the soul right there. But I'm by it.
Yeah, no. We got some coming next year. 2021 already has been mapped out. So, yeah, we got a few things up the sleeve for next year.
All right.
So, no, I would never be done with paranormal. You know I love me some paranormal. You know I'm a shapeshifter freak.
Yes. Blue.
Love me some shapeshifter. Right, exactly.
Definitely.
Blue.
Yes.
And that's funny,
for those
too, because
of you all,
I was actually yesterday I went back and I was I got stuck reading. I started reading Sultry Ink yesterday, and I was skimming mm-hmm. through each of the books, you know, just you know, because I'm writing this, you know, this new story, and I'm just like, you know, you kind of want to go back to the basic of how it all started. So, you know, with me, I love to write a good mm-hmm. fight scene and everything, and I was like, wow, like these, you know, these scenes are so like detailed. You know what I mean? Yes. And I'm mm-hmm. sitting there, I'm reading them, and I'm just like, oh, wow. And then I get to the sappy parts, and I'm just like tearing up, and I'm like, oh, my God, let me go mm-hmm. back. Because I was at work, and I had pulled up my Kindle on my phone, and I was like, let me get back to work. I'm over here about to cry, and like, oh, he hit him good. Oh, move, duck, weave, you know.
Because yes. you do. I mean, you're really, the books are easy to get into. Seriously, mm-hmm. easy.
Yeah, so yeah, I got
I'm finishing up
coming and stuff. So, awesome. Oh yeah, you know I love my brothers, Axel, Felix, Adam, even the Bees, mm-hmm. Releasing the Silent Killer. You know, all of them are amazing.
Yes, and it almost seems like they're supernatural too, in their own way, or at least you know to me, because I could still see you know certain aspects of their, you know, the characters and like.
Well, yeah, that's, there's one. There's, I think it's in, it's in book four, where mm-hmm. Axel is like, he gets this knife, and he's like, you know, doing this little thing with this knife or whatever. And I mm-hmm. so wanted to put in that scene where his father, Andreas, says, you know, I knew a man named Butch who could make a knife dance like that. But I was like, see, if I put that in there, people are going to be like, is this a paranormal? Because, you know, remember Uncle Butch from Sultry Ink, how he used to make the knife dance with his hand.
Oh, yeah, like, but it was going to be a nice homage, Uncle Butch.
right.
A little tip,
like,
a little nod to him, because he wasn't paranormal that much as when he was, you know, back in the day.
Right.
I mean, until that, you know, nobody
right.
really knew. So, like, he could have, like, come in from his, you know, military side, and nobody knew that. You know, they didn't know what he
right.
was.
Right. I thought that would have been so cool to put in there.
That was
just
cool.
Like, you know, he's like,
yo,
I know a man named Butcher
who
make a knife dance
kind of
like
way.
That.
Yes, see, that would have been perfect. And it was paranormal because during his military days, nobody knew. So,
right.
So just he just knew him
exactly.
as the guy who was make the knives dance. See, there you go.
I know. I thought that would have been a cool little, you know, just little add-in for people to be like, oh, she said Uncle Butch.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yes, because you're true fans have read your other books. I was like, so we would know. You know, maybe
right.
someone who just started
know.
Reading you would know that, but, you know, your fans would just, like, pick up on it because you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Uncle Butch.
Right, because, you know, that Sultry Ink series pretty much turned into Uncle Butch's series. You know,
pretty much,
everybody
yeah.
fell in love with Uncle Butch. Uncle Butch is supposed to be a secondary character, you know.
But that's what happens
and
sometimes,
I,
you know.
Yeah, and I had to literally end up giving him his own book. It was not planned.
But he popped out of there.
At all.
Yeah, sometimes mm-hmm. that happens. That.
Yeah, and he did that. He jumped to the forefront.
Exactly. Real quick. You can mm-hmm. tell him that don't mess with his babies. That's right.
Don't mess with his baby. The baby whisperer.
Yes.
Yeah,
so for those of you just tuning in, we are talking with author Sonya B, and she has been sharing her two books from the Shannon Chronicles, which are My Sweet Potato Pie and The Secret Sauce. You should check those out. Amazing short stories. And she has some other series, which she has the Sultry Ink series and the Savant Brothers series. So if you are new to reading her books, definitely check them out. And Sonya, you want to tell them your website?
You can find me on Facebook under Author Sonya B. I have my readers group, which is the Sonya B Sultry Reading Group. And
mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram. Also, for the readers that are out there and who have read mm-hmm. the Savant Brothers, we have now the Savant Brothers and Friends group for the readers. And there's a few surprises in there. There's actually, you know,
nice.
the men are in the group. So
oh, good.
You might be talking
cool.
to, if you read DeVee's book, there's a character by the name of Vasily. He is actually in there. No, it's not me. No, it's not unique. It is actually Vasily, and he is from Moscow,
wow.
Russia. So he is in the group. You ask a question, he will answer your question. It's the guy.
Nice.
We don't post his pictures. Yeah. He posts his pictures.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to join the group. So you guys go on YouTube. Go ahead. Go ahead right on in. You will not be disappointed. Very active in her groups,
right?
And I still like sneaking answers and catching when you like in doing your engagement questions. So
yeah,
can't help it, right?
Yeah.
I get stuck too, and I think doing yeah, Kate Killers. So y'all just be
yes, you gotta keep everybody entertained, keep everybody
yes,
oh, well,
keep
thank
coming
you.
Back for more. Yes, so definitely.
I know,
and
I
I'm
know.
Glad you made time for us tonight. To come in and say hello and share with us your new books. So thank you for coming. And I'm going to take a little short break and I'll be back to announce the contest. But for those of you guys just coming in, we have been talking with Sonya B. So thank you so much for on the show and you're welcome back. And especially when you write some more about the Savant Brothers when your new book comes out.
Definitely.
And I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, and welcome anytime.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jolly Rancher, an erotic Christmas romance by best-selling author Sierra London. Diesel Conrad. She says they're enemies, but his gut says she belongs to him. Granted, he has forgotten some insignificant things in his life, like his own name, but he is certain of two things. One, she wants him. Two, he has the equipment to give her a very merry sleigh ride. Amanda Messy Mandy Murphy. All she wanted was a winter white vacation. But her sister's ex roped her into selling his ranch before Christmas. This arrogant, too gorgeous man is her personal bah humbug, or at least until the accident. Now he's convinced she belongs to him. She's going to need a Christmas miracle, and fast. Jolly Rancher, the number one bestseller by Sierra London, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Get your copy on Amazon today.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and tuning in tonight. I do have a special for the commercial you just heard on Jolly Rancher. We are doing giveaways, so there will be two books that I'll be giving away, and you are invited to call in. Call in at 914-205-5632. Call us and let us know you're listening, and like a free book, get Jolly Rancher for sure. If you call in and say, I love the Lunchtime Chronicles because they are an awesome series, and all you have to say is, I love the Lunchtime Chronicles. So give a call. I'm going to leave the phones open, 914-205-5632.
Roman is a playboy, but one too many scandals has put his CEO position in jeopardy. He must find a nice girl one of the board of Hemingway Industries would approve of and get married before the new year. Maya is just the woman he needs with her wholesome clean image. Roman is the one man who has ever held a place in her heart, but she has no plans of marriage, only philanthropy. So Roman must prove his love and earn Kamaya's trust or risk losing it all. Everyone needs a little cream in their hot coffee. An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer. For more information, visit www.donnarmercer.com. Hot coffee. Get your copy today. Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in. Line's still open and for another 5 minutes. So go ahead and call in for 205-5632 and claim your free copy of Jolly Rancher by Esther R. Seldon from the Lunchtime Chronicles.
Jolly Rancher, an erotic Christmas romance by best-selling author Sierra London. Diesel Conrad. She says they're enemies, but his gut says she belongs to him. Granted, he has forgotten some insignificant things in his life, like his own name, but he is certain of two things. One, she wants him. Two, he has the equipment to give her a very merry sleigh ride. Amanda Messy Mandy Murphy. All she wanted was a winter white vacation. But her sister's ex roped her into selling his ranch before Christmas. This arrogant, too gorgeous man is her personal bah humbug, or at least until the accident. Now he's convinced she belongs to him. She's going to need a Christmas miracle, and fast. Jolly Rancher, the number one bestseller by Sierra London, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Get your copy on Amazon today. You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverane at mahoganysilverane.net. Thank you and good night.